CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal.
For CJLO News, I'm Erdine Batzorek. Montrealers joined the worldwide march to bring awareness to climate change during the 24th annual United Nations Climate Change Conference being held in Poland this year. The rally in Montreal included citizens, environmentalists, and indigenous leaders who were protesting the Trans Mountain expansion. According to the Montreal Gazette, since its inception in the 1950s, the Trans Mountain pipeline has been bought by Kinder Morgan and more recently by the federal government. Protesters said they want the government to actually consider the environmental impact if the federal government decides to expand the pipeline. Could Nova Scotia's new alcohol regulations create a domino effect in the rest of the country? According to Global News, the Maritime Province's decision to remove limits on how much alcohol can be brought into the province for personal consumption has come as a result of a controversial debate at the Supreme Court. Executive Director of the Canadian Constitution Foundation, Howard Englund, believes the move could be good for the whole country. Quote, "Every province that moves to reduce friction at our internal provincial borders should be applauded for that and hopefully will be an example to other provinces." End quote. Business owners in other maritime provinces also believe this move could be a positive change. US, Russia, Saudi Arabia, and Kuwait oppose a special report on climate change at this year's United Nations Climate Summit. The report, which was commissioned 3 years ago as part of the Paris Agreement, details what would happen if average global temperatures rise by 1.5 Celsius and how to ensure they don't go higher. The CBC reports that nearly all of the 200 countries present were ready to welcome the special report, except the US and the three other delegates who refused to endorse it. Alden Mayer of the Union of Concerned Scientists said, quote, "I think it was a key moment, the fact that a group of four countries were trying to diminish the value and importance of a scientific report they themselves, with all other countries, requested 3 years ago in Paris is pretty remarkable," end quote. The four oil-exporting countries' objections may be linked to the suggestion in the report that the use of fossil fuels be phased out by 2050. To hear the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news.
Yeah, my bad. Play this stuff all the time. Want to make radio magic? See.
Sound profound, then I have your whole body go round like a merry-go. When the tune's coming at your stereo, get strapped in, cause here we go. I'm about to take you on a ride, and if you ain't bona fide, then I'ma put you to the side, cause I only confide in those who got my back. Vertebrae, not a vulture, bird of prey, on the attack. As a matter of fact, I keep it right and exact, with my soul intact. That's what I do with me in the liquor store. Mentally, we put your mind in the figure four till you hit the floor. Now do you want more? I know your brain ain't sure if it can handle the music that we make. It might even dismantle your whole cranium. We entertaining them from the small venue to the packed stadium, large and in charge. Moves we making them.
X's and O's like tic-tac-toe, yeah. What up, Liquid Store? Steven Hodges, let's go. I'm destined to blow, my efforts will show. I get respect for the soul, I put in the syntax. Just wanna spit raps, yeah, topping the charts. I did that though, I've been giving a lot, so I get back home. Just wanna be number one like a Big Mac, bro. A positive MC, but they don't really think that's dope. But I never cared, a cool dude with better hair. Got an eye for success, I'll forever stare. I felt I made it when I met the mayor. But I've been looking at my city and it's dead in here. So the lesson I share is keep on elevating. Set an example for your life and be the demonstration. It ain't the destination, I just travel in the light of playing. Scrabbing on a mic, yeah, I'm celebrating. Learn to carry patience through the rhythm and beats. Now my career's on fire, been giving you heat. I've mastered the purpose of living unique. I'm just scratching the surface if you think it is deep. Eating this beat, and I hope I digest it. Just flowing my stress and stay so full, my blessings, I'm out.
This is Concordia Music Zone Out on CJLO 1690 AM. This is your host, Aaliyah Guerra. We're joined in the studio by my co-hosts. What's up, guys?
Hey, it's Frank Evans.
Joseph Romero right here.
Nice and awesome. Also, we actually have a guest. That was so
A what?
A mouthful. Okay. We also have a guest in the studio today. I'm sick. Give me a break, guys. We have a guest in studio today. What's up, Jimmy?
Hello. How's it going?
Jimmy's in studio today. Before we get too into the show, I actually just want to introduce Jimmy and have... I can't even see you.
Yeah, let me move over.
Yeah, maybe.
me scoot.
Like, come join us.
Well, don't move the screen more. That's gonna.
I'm like, now I have some eye contact.
Is that okay?
Yeah,
all right, cool.
Cool. So tell us a bit about yourself.
Tell you a bit about myself. Okay. Well, I'm a jazz student now at Concordia. I did theater for many years. And after, you know, a couple of years doing nothing, sitting on the couch, I was like, better go back to school because, like, this is it's not a good life path.
Nah, good call.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Good call. 100%.
Sweet.
No offense to all my friends that are
no.
on the
I
couch right now.
I think we've all had this conversation with our parents, like, going into music at some point. Like, yeah. Had that conversation. But cool. Can you tell us a bit about what you do musically?
Well, at the moment, in terms of, like, creative projects, I just play at bars, mostly covers, folk, soul, R&B, jazz, kind of just solo guitars, vocals. I wrote a rock opera called Johnny Legdick.
That was like on an album or
yeah, yeah,
okay,
oh yeah,
sweet.
Johnny Legdick, a rock opera. We put it on in Montreal like 3 times, and then once in Toronto
oh,
a few
nice.
Years back now. Yeah, yeah, it was a sweet show. It was
awesome.
A lot of fun.
Great. So,
yeah, that's musical.
Just slightly.
Good
and
musical.
What are some of your favorite spots to go to for like jam nights in Montreal? Like top three, I guess, if we could.
Oh, top three.
No particular order.
Grumpy's is pretty dope.
Ooh.
Come give Grumpy's my number three.
Grumpy's.
Grumpy's on Wednesday nights has a pretty good open mic.
Yeah, dope.
It turns into like a jazz jam the later you go. That's pretty dope.
Nice.
Across the street from where I live, there's a place called Epoxy. Which on every other night of the week, I would like totally stay away. But on Sunday night, they have a jazz jam that's also really great. That starts at like 8 or 9 or something. It's dope.
Oh, it's dope.
But number one's got to go to Bar de Corcelle, man, in St. Henry. Sunday nights, that's the place to be. Their open mics are dope.
Oh, wow.
They always end up having the best players jam and sing and play whatever tune. People getting on and off. Switching instruments, it's great. That's
nice.
Every Sunday, and that's
so
like,
maybe like after the show we'll take links and whatnot and post it because
sure.
Like because we have so many artists in the CMZO community, so getting them at these jam sessions meeting is like super ideal. So just for our listeners, this is our last show before we go on hiatus, so we're gonna
very
have a
sad.
Nice warm show today, so we won't leave you into
the
winter
yeah.
season, you know, just
Christmas
so,
is coming
exactly. So DJ Frank got us some treats for the day, right?
Okay. I got only the biggest Christmas songs.
No, I'm like I'm gonna leave that to him today. He's gonna take care of that for us. Now, but right now we're actually listening to Paper Planes by James Bailey. He's a Canadian artist from Toronto. So yeah, just we're doing a lot of Canadian stuff today. We're gonna like go on with the show and the list and like what we have for today. Let me just check because I need like a really good next thing. Oh, okay. So yeah, the next couple of songs that are coming on after, so we have Tyler the Creator's new album, which is like there. We're gonna talk about that a little. Then we're gonna talk about the show that we went to because that's like super necessary.
Cool.
And yeah, then we'll get to the fun Christmassy stuff later.
Cool.
Wonderful.
So, yeah. Yeah, so I guess we'll take a break and then we'll come back and then we'll talk. I'm so excited. This is gonna be fun. So yeah, we'll take a break and then we'll be back. Yeah. So
hey, what's Concordia Music Zone out?
Well, what isn't it? We hold music and social events, as well as workshops, and host a show on CJLO 1690 AM.
A show? What do you play?
Hip-hop, soul, jazz, and R&B, with a focus on what's new and local. You can also expect interviews and live performances.
We provide a platform for local artists to promote their music, art, and projects, and to connect them with the Montreal community.
I'm sold. When's your show?
Every Monday from 4 till 5 p.m. only on CJLO 1690 AM and online at cjlo.com.
And make sure to follow hashtag CMZO on social media.
Want to make radio magic?
CJLO is searching for dedicated volunteers to join our magazine, media, news team, and more. Write concert reviews, DJ at local events, and even host your own radio show at CJLO. To send us your volunteer application, go to www.cjlo.com and check out our volunteer page. CJLO, we're getting louder.
Thank you. beside me, Gina's on me, real talk, some say. My groove right, I might snatch up your wife, smoke like it's not me. Get out my way, talk if you want me, I'm a gonna push. I'm a hard act to follow, keep up your heart and move your feet, enjoy my sweet suave. Look at me, I'm so suave. I'm a smooth operator, no, I'm your favorite, but let me enjoy my sweet swap. Sorry that I'm so blasé. Why are you dancing like your name shouted?
Enough for me to go around. I don't bite. Oh, me? You already know it is. And to be honest, all I really want to do is take you to the
bridge.
So we were talking about this show that we went to on Saturday. We've been raving about it for like
semester.
Yeah. It feels like it's been the whole semester, but it finally happened yesterday. Yeah. And Frank and Joseph and I got to go to the concert with Zach, who was here last week but couldn't be here this week to rant with us. But I'm just gonna put some music in the background. Okay, cool. Nope. Yeah, it's a whole experience, guys, because I'm going to tell you what happened. So, yeah, I'm going to be writing, like, a little article about the show. Cause,
a review article in a way?
Yeah, like a review about the show. Because I'm telling you, I'm the best person for this because I had, like, literally the most surreal experience yesterday. So, Jimmy, this will be for you because this is all new for your ears.
Yep.
These guys already know. I've been ranting to them. All
Who is this?
What's the internet. Hmm. So they're like this, you know, soul, like alternative R&B hip hop kind of group.
Heard the name before. Okay.
Oh, for sure. You have. For sure. And if you haven't listened to them, I'm telling you, I'm going to change your life. Like today, as soon as you listen to
it.
But anyway, so yeah, I've been fangirling over these two bands for like the past 4 or 5 years, and they finally came to Montreal. And by the way, I like these two bands individually of each other. I didn't like them as a collab thing. It was two separate bands. And anyway, they just happened to be coming to town together this year. So I was like, oh my gosh, okay, I have to go. So I got VIP tickets. It's my first time getting VIP tickets. So I was like fangirling for a month. And then, yeah, obviously that makes sense. And then anyway, yeah, we got to the show And I didn't go with anyone because I was supposed to go with these guys, but they were coming later.
Yeah.
Exactly. So anyway, I get to the ticket booth and I see this girl that I saw at my work like 2 or 3 days prior to the show. Didn't really know her, but we were just talking for a few minutes. I overheard a conversation. Long story short, I'm like, hey, can I hang out with you? I think I saw you at the salon the other day. She's like, yeah, sure. We became like really good friends. We were turning up the whole time. Like, it's like we knew each other for years. Anyway, we finally got in and we got to meet like the whole band and everyone. And before I even got to say hi to Sid, you know what she said to me? She's like, hey, I saw your cover. You're really good. She's like, what's that album? And I was like, what?
No way.
And I was like, I had no words. Like, I froze, and I didn't know what to say. I had a bunch of questions I was going to ask them each. Everything flew out of my head. I couldn't remember my name. Like, it was terrible. Like, I was tongue-tied every 5 seconds, and I just like, okay, let me just shut up and not say
anything.
Take
a moment. Just chill.
Yeah. And plus, I didn't sleep the night before because I'm like, okay, I want to make them, like, a gift. So I, like, painted something for, like, Moonchild and the internet. I put my album in the bag, and I was like, yeah, like, I produced it myself, and I showed her. And she's like, yeah, that's dope. Like, I'm going to check it out. And then later at the end of the show, actually, I'll get to that after. So anyway, I got the picture. And then I hugged Steve Lacy, and everybody knows, like, y'all already know, I'm not going to go into it, but yeah, I almost, like, died when that happened, and then, then we got a picture, all that good stuff, and at the end, they performed, everyone went on stage, at the end of the first half, after Moonchild performed, and they killed it, like, I was, in shambles, part
honestly.
One, okay, then I went upstairs to, like, the balcony, there's, like, a bathroom area there, as I'm coming down the stairs, you guys heard our introduction on our show, right?
Right.
Yeah, I saw Kitchenetta standing at the balcony. And
he was just up top.
Yeah.
And
he was so chill. He was just standing there like a normal person. And I was standing and I looked over and I see Kitchenetta. And I was like, oh my God. I was like, okay, calm down. And I take out like the CMZO card because I'm like, okay, let me just prepare myself in case anything happens. But I was like, oh, excuse me, sir. And he just looked over at me and he looked like, oh, damn, I've been spotted. And he was just like, hi. And I was like, hi, I don't want to bother you. I just want to, you know, tell you I'm a big fan of your stuff. And we have a radio show and we play you every week, you know, for the introduction despite the weather. So, you know, we got you with those royalties with SoCan, you know, don't worry. And then he was like, oh, okay, yeah, what's up? You know, and he seemed more like willing to talk. And, you know, so I told him about my album. I was like, oh, how was Hawaii? Because he went there after his album release. And so we just chatted. I was going to take a picture with him. I asked him and he's like, yeah, I just don't want a lot of people to come and ask me for pictures. So I'm like, okay, I don't want to bother you. But he shook my hand and that was like, I couldn't ask for anything more. So then, then I thought that was the peak of the night. And then after the internet performed, I died and came back to life like 4 times. But like nobody noticed, but it's okay. And then, oh yeah, and Steve Lacy sang to like me. For like 2 seconds and it was I had my phone and I'm just like yeah and there's like a line he's like you want to be my girlfriend I was like yeah anyway long story short
all people were saying like he was taking on me not
no,
to
no this is legit the eye contact was there and my soul felt it and then I died and came back
Sid was,
it's facts
I was convinced Sid was second for like a good 2 seconds
it's very possible, but she could have also been looking at me so well it's a debate we'll have that
we'll
another
see,
time
we'll see, man.
You can't just claim that one
no,
she was probably looking at me
I'm
though,
claiming
you know?
It all for everybody. No, but at the very end, what like really topped off the night was meeting Moonchild. I legit did not know what to do. Me and Zach were just like, okay, let's meet Amber. We're gonna find a way to make this happen. So we walk over to like where they're selling the merch. Beautiful merch, by the way. Did you guys get
such
a chance
good
to?
Merch.
Oh my God. Beautiful. Did you guys get a chance to check out the records, like the vinyls?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I was like, yo, what color is the vinyl for their Please Rewind? And the guy's like, you probably have to buy it if you want to open it. I'm like, wow.
It's probably black.
Right? It's like, I wonder what color. Nah. Yeah, so we just kind of ran over to the corner and then we saw the red hair, which is Amber. Oh, yeah. And then we just saw the three of them just came out. No security, nothing. They're just chilling there, talking to people. And so I talked to Amber and the first thing she said, she's like, I saw your cover of my video. No. And gave me a hug. And I was like, okay, whoa, this is crazy. Then she followed me on Spotify. So she has my album. So, you know, anytime.
Sick.
But that's what I'm like mind blown about right now. So, yeah.
Well, she saw my Instagram story.
Oh,
something, yeah.
Okay, I saw the video with like the really loud volume.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I was like, yeah.
They quickly.
And then you gave a little, sorry guys, I'll get a new phone. Like, don't worry. Yeah, so that's pretty much all I wanted to get off my chest. I'm gonna go back and listen to it so I can write the review because I haven't ranted yet. This was my first. So yeah, I know Jimmy's probably like lost.
Is this what we're listening to right now? This is.
Oh no, this is some really nice background music to add to my story here.
Yeah, really add to some drama.
No, but it was really like, guys, I'm legit.
Nah, as a show, like, also, I think it's very rare that you get that like
such a high quality opener.
Yes.
As well as a main act. Exactly. And they both just killed it.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm telling you. I was in shambles for the first part, and then I died a few times during the other half, and it's like I was surprised no one had to scrape me off the floor. And like, you know, it was really I didn't know what to expect, but it was everything more and like beyond.
And also Sid, like Steve and Amber, both killed it out for two.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, obviously we want to talk about the music, but those aesthetics they were pulling.
Definitely. And there's certain things that like I don't know how someone could pull off a pair of like splittery like sequence boots that has like a gap between your thumb toe and the rest of your toes. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
It looked like mittens, but boot for feet. Yeah, Steve had some funky boots going on.
It was that, and the what really got to me with Steve was he was wearing that underlayer, which was like
The velvet. Yeah.
And it was like a white tee. Yeah.
And then
the
like in the middle of the last bit of their set, he pulls out this matching pink velvet glove and like just puts it on.
At the same time, he's like wearing like FTP trousers. Like,
yeah. And like, plus, like rappers, Sid was trying to like talk to the crowd. She was trying to say something, trying to get like, you know, a reaction. And then everyone, she like, no one was listening. They're all like, ooh. And she's like, what the heck's going on? Turns around, sees like Steve is just putting on lip balm. And then all the chicks on the other side of the theater are like going crazy.
Yeah, like, everyone's going crazy
like,
for him.
She's like, yo, Steve, are you almost done? Like, let's go. We got a show to do.
Meanwhile, like Patrick, Chris, and like Mad Roll just chilling in the back. Yeah. Like, Chris was known like his low chamber.
Chris is like in another zone, basically. Yeah.
And Patrick just came in the clutch where he's like very spoiled.
Oh,
he gets every time. I'm like, hey guys, I'm actually a rapper, you know, follow myself.
Surprise.
I'm not the bassist.
When it gets better with time, he just came
like,
out.
Took off his bass. I'm like, hey, I'm gonna spit some like hot flames.
I saw there was a video on Instagram and Steve Lacy was doing like some kind of like modern contemporary dancing to like Patrick doing the spoken word, and I was like, okay,
cool
things. But yeah, anyway, I just wanted to, you know, share that with the people listening. Anyway, we're gonna go back to the playlist. So we're going to do some Canadian music a little bit, then we'll do our Christmas stuff, and we're going to have a live performance.
Hey.
Yay!
Woo! Very exciting.
Cool. So we'll be back, but you know, enjoy the playlist we got for you. The next song we're going to be playing is Les Chênes Rouges, which is by Nahar Della, which is actually by, you know, V Charles in our class.
Yeah.
This is by her. So,
what do you mean it's by her? She wrote the song?
Well, yeah, she has a band. She was here a couple weeks ago. Mm. And so
wait, this is her band that's gonna play now?
Yeah, the next one.
Oh shit.
And then followed by that is Jose's wife, who is Susie Silva. So we got a little
All right, history here. I know who they're talking about.
Yeah.
We vaguely know.
So there we go, we're gonna get the music going.
Alright, cool.
Je super le temps que je ne croyais être, je croyais si.
Sem esperança. the couples we know are fondly kissing. Will I be with you, or will I be among the missing? Maybe it's much too early in the game. Oh, but I thought I'd ask you just the same. What are you doing, New Year's? New Year's Eve. Wonder whose arms will hold you good and tight when it's exactly 12 o'clock that night, welcoming in the I'm crazy to suppose I'd ever be the one you chose out of the thousand invitations you receive. Ah, but in case I stand one little chance, here comes the jackpot question in advance. What are you doing, New Year's? New Year's Eve. Stand one little chance. Here comes the jackpot question in advance.
So you're currently listening to a few of my Frank Evans, my Christmas selections, coming fresh on the airwaves to you on here at CJLO 1690. Just enjoy and Merry Christmas, everyone.
So before we log off the show, we're going to have our live performance. But before we jump right into that, I did ask you a question prior to your being here.
Right.
You guys want to guess what question I asked?
Was it perhaps top three albums?
Oh, how did you know? Frank, you shouldn't have. No.
Ruined it for everyone.
No, so can our listeners know a little bit about your top three?
Okay, here's the truth of it.
Oh boy!
When I was getting into music, I was like 12, 13 or whatever. I pirated everything. I still do.
No worries.
I pirated, I was on Kazaa and LimeWire. So
I still use MP3 Converter.
Yeah.
I mean, hopefully nobody.
I go to the shows too. I pay for concerts and I buy merch and shit, but I've always done that. So in terms of albums, it's hard to pick because I used to always just take a tune or two or three or four or five from an artist, and that's what I would know. I wouldn't know what album so-and-so was off. However, there are a few albums that I just can listen to from start to finish. Yeah. No problem. And those are Houses of the Holy by Led Zeppelin.
Sweet.
The first album by Unknown Mortal Orchestra, who's a pretty recent band. You guys know them?
Yeah, it's a big album.
The first album, just self-titled, I think. Dude, that album. The first two albums are dope. Mm-hmm. I don't like their newer stuff as much. But dude, that first album, whoa. I saw them at Corona, when they came in April.
Mm.
Great show, man. The guy opened with Funny French. It's my favorite song by them. And it's just ugh. That, so that album's dope. Definitely check that one out. And I guess the soundtracks count as albums? I hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah, soundtrack album.
So Sonic 3 and Knuckles, ooh, definitely.
Nice. You can have it along with video game music.
Honestly. Oh, there's
Minecraft, Final Fantasy,
Kingdom all of them, man. I love video game music. That's like my earliest memories have to do with like listening to video game tunes and like, oh.
Yeah. I was at one point like in my life, like I was slowly listening to like video game music, not like music from the radio or like any from the internet, like only like Final Fantasy soundtracks.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's not like I'm listening to real music, not your stuff.
Yeah, you know? Like, you're not gonna hear this on the radio, guys.
There's so much to be said about game music, you know. Yeah. There's so much to like, because it could be anything. Mm-hmm. When people think video game music, what do they think? They think that. But like, dude, there's all kinds of different genres and things. Like, oh, there's no definitive sound of what a video game is.
And then it gives you such an experience like in your head when you're thinking about like just the music there. Like you could be walking to the bus stop and it's like, oh my God, where's the bus stop? Where's the bus? Is it coming?
It feels like you're in the game itself.
It makes it extra intense. Like you just intensify the mundaneness. Anyway, we're going to let you perform. So what are you going to sing for us today?
Okay.
This is not an audition for American Idol. I don't know why it sounded like that.
I'm gonna do an original of mine.
Ooh,
I suppose
yes.
That's
I love originals.
What's required. I hope, can we hear the guitar here? Is that cool? Is it loud enough?
Let me get you a little bit. Yeah, how do you find that? Maybe if you just back up your voice a little bit.
Sure.
Just a tiny bit.
How about there?
Because your voice will carry. I just want to get your guitar a bit more. Perfect. Yeah, you guys good? All right. So, whenever
Alrighty.
You are ready, my friend.
All right, let's see.
Great. Oh, wait, before we let you start, where could the fans get you on social media real quick?
You can get me, I guess, on Instagram. Awesome. Jimmy Caramanis on Instagram. I just post, you know.
Sweet. Well, I'll type how you spell
stuff.
All that on Facebook. But
yeah.
Here we go.
Okay, cool.
Go for it.
Some days the sunlight is so blinding. Some days the rain is so inviting. Bittersweet afternoon. Bittersweet afternoon. It seems I'm bored today. I guess I'll go somewhere else to be alone. Charisma, charisma, charisma. Is that all I have to give? Bittersweet afternoon. Bittersweet afternoon. Supposed to be a trumpet solo here, but I can't play them both at the same time.
No worries.
Time is the hourglass of sand, yet there's always enough time to cancel plans. These are the thoughts that occupy my mind, and I don't know why. Bittersweet afternoon. Bittersweet afternoon. Yeah, you're calling me a fool on this bittersweet afternoon.
Woo! Woo.
Thanks. Thanks, guys. Nice.
Hey, well, thank you. It's like lovely. On YouTube or like Spotify.
Nowhere. You can you can find it live.
That's it. No,
gotta see it in the flesh. Yeah.
No, that's awesome. Great. So I'm gonna post your social media on the Facebook post of this, so we can all check it out.
Okay. Yeah, share the love. You know.
Yeah, for sure.
Cool.
Would it be bad if I like took that segment of this live thing and gave you something to post on YouTube, because I'm telling you, it's really nice.
Yeah, you should.
It's so lovely. Yeah. I was
thank
like,
you.
And then you have the so little calmed. Live background like effect, so it feels like we're legit in the flesh.
Sure, man.
The CMZO sessions, you know.
Made to everyone available now.
Be my guest, man. Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. So thanks so much for being here, Jimmy.
You're welcome.
Great
thank
performance.
You guys. That was fun.
Thanks for gracing our station today. And it was a great last day on the air for the year.
Yeah. Goodbye, 2018.
Thanks for the good Christmas vibes, Frank. You know.
Thank you, Frank.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm not the best Christmassy person, so I left it to Frank to give us some cheer
to come
before we leave. Yeah, awesome. So, good goodness, there's like a few minutes left. I wanted to play. I want to play the Anderson .Paak Oxnard album, like just one of the songs that I really like from it, but. Yeah, before we log out, there was some things we needed to plug, but it's escaping me at the moment. Does anybody
What's
know?
That?
What was it?
There's some things. Oh.
That wasn't my guitar.
Oh, yeah, I felt like that was a Seinfeld moment. Yeah. Like, you know, the little bass, the crazy bass line.
No.
No.
It was very Seinfeld.
We're terrible.
No.
It was snorting.
That's me.
I'm like, that's not me this time. Like, who is it now?
Before we go.
Yes, before
I've
we go.
I've got a question for everyone. Because it is the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone got an album of the year for me?
Oh, my gosh. That is a tough one.
I'm putting you all on the spot.
Yeah, okay. How is this happening? I'm on the spot on my own show?
Yeah, exactly.
What?
We're turning the table. This is
no,
revenge.
I'm with, today he's been DJing, and all the times I put you guys on the spot.
Okay, well, I'm gonna put one
yeah,
in.
Go ahead, take it.
It's a video game. One.
Okay. Of course.
If anybody's interested in listening to some cool video game music that's like it defies classification, I guess, check out the Sonic Mania soundtrack because it is dope. And you'll be like, this is video game music? The hell? Yeah. Sonic Mania soundtrack, man. Trust, trust. After one or two tunes, if you hate it, then scrap it. But man, you might like it.
Ooh,
that'd be good. Awesome. Get a little closer to the mic, Joseph.
I'm pretty anxious to like state my.
To which
like,
one?
You go first.
So I'm gonna have to say, just because like I keep replaying like a lot of come on, Hive Mind's an understatement. I wanted to like shake it up a little. You guys, you know I love the internet. I'm biased, but I would have to say I'm still biased anyway. But Tori Kelly, just because like this album was so like unexpected, like pop artist singing a gospel album, what? And then it got nominated for Album of the Year. And, like, I think, like, Song of the Year or whatever. So we're waiting to see. But, like, I'm so happy for her. I think she's going to get it this year. So, Tori Kelly, what's it called? Hiding Place. That's mine.
God damn, I'm shaking. Like, what's your... I have
the
a
pressure's
lot.
On. Yeah, let's dim the lights, guys.
Gassi has to be, like, Kitsy Ghost.
Oh,
Ghost.
Yeah.
Dope.
And also Denzel Curry's Taboo.
Oh,
you don't have to send that to me in the group chat.
It's a trap album. I don't even know if I have trap music, but it's a trap album.
I think it's worth a
it's
listen.
It's better trap, though.
Yeah, it's a good trap. It gets you like light and flowers and then goes to like dark screamo. Like,
wow. Yeah. Talk about contrast. Yeah. Okay.
It was separate into three acts, like act one, light, act two, gray, and the third one, it's like dark.
Yeah, just
it's like very like self-explanatory.
Yeah,
it's good.
Dope. So did everyone get there? Oh, Frank,
yours?
What's yours? Yeah. Yeah, I don't think we forgot you now.
Try to avoid that one by throwing you guys in it. I don't know. I think I gotta go with Blood Oranges.
Oh, yeah, Negro Swan. Yeah.
Because that literally. First of all, that
I'm
name.
Sorry.
That
From
name.
The first day you met me and you're like, oh yeah, my favorite album is Negro something. I was like, Negro what?
Yeah.
So I never forget. I'm sorry, Frank. I shouldn't have said them.
No, you cannot forget that album title though.
No,
it's like,
I never forget it. And every time Sid mentions Blood Orange, I'm just like, hey, I'm not.
Yeah. But that album just.
That's one of my favorites too.
Negro yeah, it's so smooth. Yeah. Like, so, awesome. So nice.
great. So, you have all of our little suggestions for you guys. You can listen to those during your holiday break. Thanks so much for tuning in. Thanks for keeping up with us this whole semester. It's been a lot of fun. Hope you guys enjoyed the artists we've brought with us so far. We're going to have a Black History Month fundraiser at the West Haven Community Center in NDG. But we'll be back in the new year to refresh you guys. So thanks so much for tuning in. This last song we're going to play is Anywhere by Anderson .Paak off of his new album, Oxnard. This is CMZO Concordia Music Zone Out on CJLO 1690. This is your host, Aaliyah Guerra. Thanks so much for tuning in. Have a great day, everyone.
Let me get that intro. Blunts, gators, hand me my mink. On the east, ducking fast from a peephole. 1989, gang banging was at its peak. This the beat that make me reminisce on G-Phone. 3 summers before the chronic hit the streets. I would rather sling hand to hand to a fiend. Rapping on the side, trapping was priority. But every now and then, I go scoop my little thing. Pull up in my MC, banging new jack swing. Ooh, summertime, time back.